You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Here's a story about a company with a really good problem. The Danish company Lego, the world's most profitable toy maker. Business has been so good in recent years that Lego can't keep up with demand, and so it is actually trying to reduce that demand. It scaled back on advertising last year, hoping to slow sales, and buy time to ramp up production. As Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, in the here today, gone tomorrow market that is usually children's toys, Legos are the exception to the rule.
This is the sound of two generations of Legos being poured onto the floor, mine and my son's. As a parent, I know two things. One, they hurt like heck when you accidentally step on them in the middle of the night. And two, kids just can't get enough of them. So is it odd that Lego would try to put the brakes on all that momentum?
Not necessarily odd, but I think it's very representative of the evolution of a large corporation.
Stephanie Wissink is a toy industry analyst at Piper Jaffray. A little over a decade ago, Lego was contracting. Now they can't meet global demand, primarily thanks to a series of savvy branding partnerships.
Things like Star Wars or Minecraft, Marvel, partnerships they have with large media companies where they're able to piggyback.
That helped drive revenue increases of 15% per year for the past 12 years. The company says it now needs to invest in some breathing space. In the toy sector, that kind of sustained growth is just unheard of, says BMO analyst Garrick Johnson.
They sell a plastic brick. There's no patent protection on this brick. Anyone can make this brick, yet they've been able to grow demand for that long, and it's a tribute for their innovation.
Normally, Johnson says, kids grow up, toys fall out of fashion, but Lego has kept its appeal. Shoot, how many adults do you know who still collect Legos? So, prospects for a fall back to earth?
I'm not sure you're going to see a sales collapse with Lego.
The company is in the process of building its first factory in China and has added 3,500 new jobs worldwide. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.